It strikes me that there's an odd tone to all of this, because it's as if this suddenly crept up and, God, surprise, who knew? But if you think in the last couple of years in Donegal and elsewhere, the rundown and the number of guards on the street, there aren't enough patrol cars, and yet there has to be a squad of people whose job it is to do this year on year on year. There has to be senior management who approves budgets and say, well, we've got to keep those people on the payroll, and there have got to be senior officials who review this. And the idea that, God, somebody just discovered this by accident last week, it just doesn't fit with what's in front of us. And I think there's an awful lot more to come out of it.
If a conversation were recorded between a sister and a client and an investigation was directed in a certain way, or that information was used to secure a conviction, I mean, we could be looking at many, many cases, could we not?
There's two different things about it. One is the very fact of it being recorded. If that knocks out your custody, that it was therefore illegal and what happened afterwards, that could have very, very serious difficulties for a lot of trials. But it may be cases where nothing of any significance was in the phone call. But the second option is, do you actually go in to see what was said on the phone call? Does it matter? And the amount of time that would take alone in the cases would be very problematic. So I think somebody's going to have to take a decision before long on what happens to this quality of information.